Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's get to the highlights of this one as the Wildcats and the Cornhuskers met. The Cats won the toss, kicked off to start the game. Cornhuskers starting in their very first series from their own 25-yard line. This was the very first offensive play of the game. Two tight ends to the right side, two receivers left. First down for Harburg, and he's going to throw it on first down. Takes a deep drop. Now he guns it down the seam, and it's intercepted by the Wildcats. It's Devin Turner with a pick, the first of his career in Nebraska territory at the 44-yard line. The Wildcats coming up with a takeaway on the very first play from scrimmage. And indeed, they started. Their first offensive snap came at the 44-yard line of the Cornhuskers, but they went three and out. However, Hunter Renner unloaded a 50-yard punt that pinned the Cornhuskers on their own half-yard line. They went three and out. The Wildcats again got the ball in Nebraska territory after the Cornhusker punt, but again they went three and out. This time Nebraska starting from their own 13, and a similar outcome to their first series. Snap to Harburg. Harburg short drop, throw over the middle, intercepted by the Wildcats. It's Rod Hurd to the 20, right side, inside the 15, and down to the 13-yard line. Second interception by the Wildcats here in the first quarter. Rod Hurd with the second of his career that was tipped off the receiver's arms, and Hurd picks it off, and the Cats are in business. And indeed they were, this time at the Nebraska 13-yard line, but the Cornhuskers defense proved tough, and the Cats brought on the field goal unit. 45 straight on to put the Cats on the board. The snap, the placement, kicked by Olsen on the way, end over end to the uprights. It is good. And the Wildcats have gotten on the board here in the first quarter in Lincoln with 7:18 to go. Northwestern 3, Nebraska nothing. The Cornhuskers, though, would answer with a 35-yard, 9-play drive of their own. Alvano with a 47-yard field goal about 4 minutes later, and it was 3-3 at the end of one. A first quarter in which the Wildcats picked off the Cornhuskers twice, but were outgained in total offense 48-0. Into the second quarter, the Cats, starting from their own 8-yard line, would come up with a big play in the run game. Anthony Tyus III, a 39-yard rumble down to the Nebraska 31. Again, Nebraska's defense forced the Cats to settle for a field goal attempt. 37-yard try from the right hash. Connected earlier from 45. To put the Wildcats back in front. Here's the snap. Here's the kick by Olsen. End over end to the uprights, and he drills it through. And the Wildcats are back in front with 5:48 to go. Here in the first half, the score now, Northwestern 6, Nebraska 3. After the kickoff, Cornhuskers starting for their own 23, aided by a face mask penalty against the Wildcats, who were penalized 8 times for 75 yards. They would drive 77 yards in 10 plays, a 20-yard run by their quarterback, Heinrich Harburg, would get them down to the Northwestern 9. Took him a couple cracks from there, and Harburg would cover the final 3 yards himself with 23 seconds to go into the half as Nebraska took the lead 10-6. A scoreless third quarter despite some chances for both teams. Into the fourth quarter, Wildcats had started from their own 10-yard line. First play of the fourth quarter, they had 3rd and 3 at the Northwestern 17-yard line. A false start penalty set up 3rd down and 8. And on 3rd down, Brennan Sullivan was sacked, one of the 8 sacks today by Nebraska's defense, forcing the Cats to punt, and Nebraska would have good field position after the punt from deep in Northwestern's end. They started at the Northwestern 44-yard line, took them only 1 play to add to their lead. There's a roll right, Harburg wants to go deep. Now he's going deep down the left side, got Coleman open, makes the catch in the end zone, touchdown. 44-yard touchdown pass, Harburg to Malachi Coleman. And the Cornhuskers have tacked on 6 more here in the opening minute of the fourth quarter. The extra point made it 17-6. The Wildcats, on their ensuing drive, we get a 66-yard pass from Brendan Sullivan to Bryce Kurtz down at the Northwestern 9. They had first and goal. They had second and goal from the 5, but could not get it in the end zone. Olsen would connect from 25 yards out to make it a one-possession game, 17-9, but that's as close as the Cats would get, and that was the final. 17-9, Nebraska wins it.